Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 676, tongue-tied. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
I'm telling you, when they're tricky, you got to go 676.
Yeah.
Plus, the kids would have loved that.
Right.
You had an opportunity to piss off everybody.
Right, because I don't think, normally I don't think we have little 7-8-year-olds listening.
No, but their parents, and then the kids here in the background.
Right.
The point is you set the parents off, though. The parents won't like it at all. So you should say 6-7, long pause, and then 6.
Yeah, true.
But we know for next time, if we ever start a new podcast and it goes 676 episodes, it's out there as an option.
Well, next week it'll still be 6-7.
Yeah, you could do 6-7-7.
Mm-hmm. So I have 3 more chances.
Yeah, it's too many episodes is the point. It's when you get up and having to say 600 anything.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So how was your week?
It was fine. We've been dealing with snow and ice slowly melting over the last week here. I feel like it's just made everything a little slower, a little more complicated.
There's a snowpocalypse for...
Yeah, it's definitely still been cold. It finally warmed up the last couple of days, and then next week looks like short weather again.
Yeah, I think we're getting 5 days of rain or something.
Yeah, but the temperature one day is like 68.
Yeah.
It's wild around here. But anyways, the snow has just slowed everything down. Mm-hmm.
We were out there by the mall, and we saw all the snow, like, where they, you know, dredge it up.
Yeah,
and it's just all dirty and nasty, and it's like, man, everything went from nice white to black.
Yeah, snow around here looks nice for about 3 to 4 days, and then at that point, it is the stuff that is left is just absolutely diabolical. It's black and gray. It's got trash mixed in with it. It is not okay what's left on there, and that stuff will be around for weeks. Now the rain's gonna probably take care of it, but that stuff sits around for a while.
So where I live right now, the back of the house faces the sun and the front of the house does not, and we have like a overhang, so the sun and the roof on the house is kind of high, so the sun does not touch the front of the house, so everyone on our side of the street has nothing but ice still on the front parts of their house where it doesn't touch.
Yeah, the very tip of my backyard is like that too, like where the chickens are. So that it still looks like a winter wonderland back there, and the rest of my yard is grass again.
So I dug out a path to get to my wife's car and to get to the driveway, and it's still, the path is there, and there's ice still around everything for the path.
I finally got my driveway's all the way cleared off now, and I had before it all went away, I finally was able to, you saw it, but I was able to get all of my sidewalk clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then before it melted all the way, I was able to get some of the driveway clear. So I'm completely cleared off now. As far as going in and out, shouldn't be an issue.
So I came over
now. I'm dealing with mud.
Right. So I came over to your house.
Yep.
And did you hear me almost get stuck?
No, but I mean, I've almost not got out of my driveway 15 times.
So I got in the car, I hit reverse, went, zzz, I was like, uh-oh. Did it hit the gas again a little bit? Zzz, and I was like, oh no. And so I turned the wheel, and then when I turned the wheel, it caught, and then I was able to get out.
Now my driveway is sloped, and you potentially parked at the worst spot possible because you stopped at the very tip.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm sure that you had traction issues. I didn't think about it, but now that I do, I'm surprised you got out. The truck, which my work truck is horrible, but I have struggled to get out all week long. Like I have to make runs at it from the bottom to get to the top. And if there's a car coming and I have to pause, I have to go all the way back down because it can't do it.
Yeah.
It won't go again once I stop. So, that's all gone luckily. So not a problem anymore, but it was not good. I was able to get out every day, but it took a little bit of patience.
Now my house, I had to go over there and get the mail because the mail was getting piled up and almost slipped and fell multiple times. The whole driveway, the whole yard is nothing but ice. So I just slide all the way down and working my way back up, and it's on like a sloped hill, and I have to walk and slide. So I'm smashing my foot into the ground. I went inside the house and grabbed a shovel, like a metal shovel that I have, and using that as a prop to help me get up the sloped hill.
Now, I love watching videos of people slipping on ice, but there are very few feelings as helpless as that when it starts happening to you.
Yeah.
I was taking the trash off yesterday, and my whole side of my house is still completely ice because no sun ever gets over there. And I grabbed the you know, the big trash bag, and I stepped on it, and I just went, like, I just went where the wind took me.
Yeah.
And I slid, like, over to the chain link fence. I, like, slid all the way to the side, which is not the direction I anticipated on going. But from there, I was able to hold onto the fence with one hand, bag with the other, and walk myself up. But that's a super helpless feeling when that ice is, like, when it's under both feet.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I can't walk.
Yeah.
I just got to finish sliding, and then I'll start doing that little stutter step walk. But I got to get there first.
Yeah, once you start sliding, the little kid in me comes and is like, okay, let's just slide. But then it's like, adult in me is like, okay, do not slide enough to where you're going too fast and you're going to fall.
Oh, no, I'm a moron. I slide still. I don't know how not to be a small child when you get on it. Because, well, not the first time. When you first start sliding, it's like panic sets in. But yeah. Then after that, you're like, I got to make this trip three more times for the other bags. I'm going to hit it hard and see how far I can slide.
Right.
It's the unexpected ice that'll scare you. But yeah, it's hopefully no one fell too bad. No one got too hurt. But if you end up on a Ring camera, I will watch you on TikTok. I see the same compilations of the same people falling, and I watch them every time.
Yeah.
I don't like to watch people get significantly hurt. I like to watch people get their pride hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody breaking stuff. I don't want anybody dying. I saw a video that if it was real, there's no doubt the guy died trying to jump into a pool. And I really don't care to see that ever.
Oh, and try to break the ice.
No, it wasn't ice, dude. He was just trying to jump off the roof, and he jumped, did a pre-jump. And when he landed right where the gutter is, went straight through and smacked his head on concrete.
Oh, shit.
I'm hoping it was AI because I can't hardly even tell anymore. But I don't want videos like that. I dislike videos like that. They ruin my day. What I do like, though, is somebody slipping down a set of steps and they're throw their cell phone and they're laughing when they finally like stop sliding. I like that. I'll watch that all day. So that, or people like misstepping off a porch. Those are funny to me.
Yeah. So that thing you just said about the guy dying, do you remember Faces of Death?
Yeah, I never went on there, though. All my friends did. And I would see videos secondhand through them, but that's not for me.
Well, you can go and rent those movies back in the day from like Blockbuster and that. Well, they're making a whole new movie about the whole thing of Faces of Death. The trailer just came out like 3 days ago, 4 days ago.
Oh, it's not a new Faces of Death. It's like a documentary.
Yeah, a documentary about the whole thing. And I was like, oh, man.
I'll watch a doc. I love a good documentary. But yeah, there's enough bad. I don't need to see people die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all good on that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll watch skateboarding fails, but I don't want to watch somebody die.
Right. You want to see them pop the
board. Yeah, I want to see them rack their nuts or take a tumble, a funny fall. I just don't like bad violence.
Or where they break their arm's just hanging.
Nope, none of that for me. It doesn't like gross me out. It's like, I don't need that. I don't think that's good for my mental state to see people get like devastatingly hurt.
Yeah, I worked with somebody who used to watch MMA, and they were talking about how you know, Chris Weidman broke his leg, snapped in half, and then Anderson Silva first, but he said he was watching that Chris Weidman when it snapped. And he just said, man, after that, he's like, man, I just can't watch it no more. It freaks me out.
I'm one of those people that, like, if I'm watching that live and I see that happen, I'm not rewinding. I'm not watching the clip again. Mm-hmm. If I miss it, I will rewind it once, see what happened. And then I'm like, oh, yikes. And then I never, like, I skip over it when I see the clips pop up and everything. I just don't need that. That it's not good, I don't think, for people to see that devastation all the time like that.
Yeah. Still in the MMA, I saw Robert Whittaker. He was watching a video where his jaw got broke by Kamzat.
Yeah.
And he was watching it, and he just like, I can't watch that again.
He associates that pain. Mm-hmm. Even like non-breaking stuff. Like you look at Patty's last fight. Like I don't even care to see anybody's face like that. I'm good on that.
Remember Joanna going Jake when her head, she had like that extra head on top.
Yeah. I'm not there for that. Maybe it's just like getting old, but yeah, I'm a hard pass on that kind of stuff, on the gore and the hardcore.
The NFL's gotten better with that. 'Cause they used to like show it multiple times during the preview, and now they just show it once and And that's it. Or they'll watch and talk about it, but not show it on actual TV.
Yeah, I give them props for that. They have gotten really, really good about, if it's a break, they won't show it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's usually only when they're not sure what it is and they like zoom in and rewind and they're like, holy cow, never mind.
Yeah.
You know, and then they, you know, they cut away. They typically don't show the player laying on the field until they get him all air casted up. You know, I appreciate all that because that's not what I'm watching football for.
Right.
Obviously, I understand it could happen. I know the players understand those significant injuries can happen, but I don't think that's why anyone should be enjoying the sport. It's kind of like NASCAR for wrecks. I used to love the wrecks when I was younger. I don't, man. People could die in those.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of feel the same way where it's like, you know, maybe show it once when you're sorting everything out. But if you see somebody might be seriously hurt, let's hold off.
Yeah.
Let's not show the car. Let's not show the wrecks. Figure out what's going on. Those are a little different because you can't see the person. But, I mean, the impacts they take are insane.
Right. I remember the NFL was really big. Like, oh, we're doing NFL's biggest hits this year. And you're showing people getting decapitated and knocked out. And now they don't even do the greatest hits anymore.
Well, the NFL does not celebrate the hits anymore. They also, they make it a little bit hard to play the sport now.
Yeah.
But I'm for it, and I look forward to the next generation who grows up with those set of rules mm-hmm. and is used to doing things, you know, the way that the league wants them done now, because I think it will eventually lead to less injuries.
Yeah, we're about 10 years away from that.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids that grow up doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
I look forward to that because I don't want people to get hurt. I want players to be able to play the whole season. I get that that's part of the game, but a lot of things would have gone drastically different without injuries.
Right. Career-ending injuries and some guy only 2 years in, all of a sudden it's done.
Yeah. I mean, I don't love that. I will say, like, they got to figure out something better than the Guardian cap. It looks goofy.
Mm-hmm.
I think players will continue to not wear it because of how it looks.
Yeah.
I know they have the helmet that has like the built-in guardian cap thing. That's better. It's still a little backyard football, but it's not as bad as that. Guardian cap looks like that backyard kids football.
Yeah.
They got the oversized fluffy heads and but yeah, you know, I hope that stuff continues to get better. I don't want the sport to slow down or not be as good, but I think when those, like what you're talking about, in 10 years when those kids that have grown up with those rules, that game will be fast and will still be violent, but it won't lead to those kind of issues.
Well, they're saying that they should change all the turf to grass because grass is safer. It's less impactful on the head if your head hits the grass, and then you grip better. The turf is just faster.
I think the problem I see is it's like a lot of muscle related injuries are tied to grass, whereas a lot of, like, obviously with the concussions is tied to smacking your head on the turf. Mm. You know, it's, I don't know. I would say anything with the brain is way worse than anything with a torn anything.
Yeah.
But it's all bad. And I mean, that's the sport, but I hope they find ways to make it safer. I definitely feel like an old man when I talk about things being safe, but I don't want people to get hurt. I don't want to get hurt.
My dad just went through a surgery, jacked his shoulder up, 72 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want that. I don't want that for anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't want that if you're 20. I especially don't want it if you're 72. Because everything takes so much longer to come back from.
Have you had surgery? Have you been under a knife?
I've never had surgery for anything.
Okay.
I have had stitches when I was a baby. I fractured my hand when I was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had a single surgery.
Had one where my gallbladder was removed.
Yeah. Never had any. I consider myself lucky to not have had anything like that. So trying to keep that trend alive. I've had medical stuff pop up over the years, but never.
Yeah, same.
Never a surgery.
Oh, I've got multiple scars from stuff, but.
Have you had stitches?
Oh, I've had so many stitches. Yeah. I've got a line from here. It goes all the way down to right above my belly button. I have a scar.
So he's pointed to like his shoulder, and then it's like a strap that would hold like 50 cal ammo coming down his body.
Yeah, it goes right about two, 3 inches above my belly button. Or I ran
what
into
was it
a,
from?
I was running and I ran into a like those green fence posts back into those metal, hard metal ones.
Yeah.
I ran right into one of those. It didn't have the fence on it. So there, someone was like in the backyard. I was living on Fort Campbell and they doing a post. So I was just running in the middle of the night, not in the middle of the night. It was like 8:30 and just ripped, just went right in there, hit it. And I was like, oh, it hurts. And so I went home, took my shirt off and I just had a huge just gash.
We had to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, we had to go to the emergency room. That all stitched me up.
Damn. And that's back in the day, too, where they didn't care how the stitches healed.
Oh, no,
They just stitched her up like you're for sure going to scar.
Mm-hmm. Then I've got two stitches, sets of scars on my sides where they had did back surgery when I was in the Air Force.
When I was a baby, I fell off the couch and hit my head on the coffee table, and they stitched up right here between my eyes to make sure that I never had a unibrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only stitches I've ever had. I was a baby.
Dang, you got lucky. I got my thumb cut off. I got stitches here. I got stitches on my knee, on my ankle.
He has his thumb too, for people who've never seen Gerald. Yeah, he said that in a way like he doesn't have a thumb, but he has it.
Yeah, when I was little, I got riding a big wheel, and my hand got stuck or thumb got stuck, and I ripped it off, and it was kind of hanging. So they had to stitch it all back together. The actual stitches used to go almost all the way around my thumb. Now it was about halfway.
We've been doing this podcast for like 12 years, so I don't know what I have and haven't talked about. One of my most traumatic experiences with an injury is when I was probably maybe elementary school. Yeah, probably elementary school. Not maybe. I was definitely elementary school, probably like fourth grade or so. And this story is going to sound like it's a little bit on my parents for neglect, but I was watching Beauty and the Beast on VHS. And at the house that we had moved into with my mom, I found these really old roller skates. They're like the kind where it's like a leather boot almost that was attached, and it looks like it had like four little like rivets that were holding the boot on.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fit me, and so what I decided I was going to do is get those old boots off and then take a pair of my tennis shoes, my play shoes, and I was going to nail those into the skates. And I was going to have the coolest skates around. I couldn't figure out how to get them off. And so I went to the kitchen, got an ice pick, and I was ice picking them off with it on my lap, on my knee. And while watching Beauty and the Beast, I missed and I just jabbed that ice pick right into my knee.
Ouch.
And I had, it went all the way in, came out, of course, bleeding everywhere. And I have a scar, just a little tiny, like, circle. It's little, the size of a pea, but where it went in,
mm-hmm.
Still to this day, I have that scar. And I don't know that it hurt that bad, but in my memory, it hurt real bad. Like, when I think about that, it seems like a catastrophic injury that I had.
Right.
And I don't know why that one stands out so much. You know, I played football and stuff. I did get hurt. You know, I ran track. I had injuries from that. But yeah, one thing that always has stuck with me is that ice pick injury.
Mm.
I think it's because I was little, so everything mm-hmm. is worse.
Oh, yeah. Everything's exaggerated.
Also, I was a moron. You know, I'm like jabbing it with it on my lap, probably not paying attention because I'm a child. Yep. Should I have had an ice pick? No, but I went and got it out of the drawer. My mom was like folding laundry or something, not in the room with me. But just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Just dumb kid stuff.
Yep. All right. So what did you buy or play anything this week?
I purchased my first Cotta Brick set. I got the coffee shop one we had talked about.
Yeah.
It came in yesterday. So I did get it from Amazon. I didn't mess with it yet, but it's here. It's on my list. I'm looking forward to seeing what I think of it.
I'm interested to see what you think of it. Because if you think it's pretty good, then I might have to get me that one too. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I'll probably know something by next week. And then I didn't purchase anything else. There's several things on my wish list for Lego, but I'm holding off until they do a gift with purchase. I didn't want the penguins. They didn't do it for me.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with them, but they didn't hit for me. I want the birthday cupcake. I want the sushi restaurant. You know, those are two that I'm watching out for pretty good.
Same.
Right now, they're doing the buy two sets on sale deal, 20% off the second set for select like lovey sets.
Yeah, I got a. That is part of the news too.
Yeah, so for the Valentine's stuff. So they haven't announced anything else. I think they're doing the field flowers, which is like a poly bag or whatever the recycled bags are called
there. Yeah, because they have so many of those.
I remember when those first came out, they were hard to find, but they have left them as a poly bag for an incredibly long amount of time. Mm-hmm. Even to have switched them over to the new bags now. So I don't know how long they plan on keeping those going. I got two of them just to fill out a vase for one of the small, you know, little flowers. But yeah, they need to take them away. And I don't need a third one. So that's not on my list. I'm trying to think. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, did go to an estate sale that had a cheap typewriter. He picked it up for me.
Nice.
Let me tell you, this thing, you know, I've cleaned a lot of typewriters now. I probably have 15, 16 total. This is the grossest one I've ever had to clean up.
Hmm.
And what's crazy, in the picture he sent me when I was like, yeah, I'd love to have it, it didn't look bad. And when he got it to me, two of the keys didn't work, which is not on him. I don't expect him to test them out or know what's going on. Two of the keys didn't work. I've never had that issue before. I was able to fix that issue pretty easily. But they always say that you're not supposed to lube up or grease your typewriters, because what happens is they sit, and as that grease sits for years and years and years, it starts to solidify, and then all the hair and dust and everything that floats around your house sticks to it, and then you have a goopy mess. This is the first time I've ever seen it where someone at some point lubed this thing up with the wrong kind of lube, and then it sat on a shelf. And the person was a heavy smoker.
Ew.
And so it's like all that old grease and goop combined with like the nicotine that just comes off the cigarettes and the tar has made this thing a beast to clean. So I still have three keys that are sticking. I had like 10. I've got three that I still can't loosen up enough. So they work, but they don't come back down after you press them. And I literally scrubbed like tar off of this thing. Like I would take a wet wipe and start scrubbing, and I would do, I don't know, two passes, and it would be the whole wet wipe completely brown. It was the dirtiest one I have ever touched. I have it looking good. All the slugs are cleaned up. Everything looks really nice now, but I still have to figure out these three keys. And I have gone back and forth between mineral spirits to break out the old stuff, and then lube to get it moving again, and then back to mineral spirits to clean out the excess lube. And I'm in this rotation, and they're getting better, but they're still sticky.
Yeah.
But that's part of what I like about messing with them, is I like having to clean them and mess with them and learn about them. And some of them I can't fix. I've got two now that I just have not been able to fix. Can't figure out what's wrong with them. Like I know what they're doing, but I don't know why they're doing it, and I don't know how to fix it. So I have a couple repair books on them. And of course I've spent tons of times online and watching videos and stuff, but some of them, I mean, you need years of knowing what you're doing to be able to repair or isolate a problem. And I just don't have that. So,
right.
But yeah, so that I did purchase that in a roundabout way. I had given him some minifigures, so he actually owed me the money. And so we did a little bit of a trade there. So I swapped minifigures for a typewriter, which is the most nerdy possible transaction I could think of.
It all works out.
Yeah. But that's it. As far as playing, pretty uneventful week. I think we played golf one time. And I think we played Core Keeper one time, which is still a ton of fun. I think you would like that game a whole lot. And that is about it.
Did you play any more Animal Crossing?
Well, I played Animal Crossing 2 days this week, I think. Might have been 3 days.
So you got all the Lego stuff now?
I have all the Lego stuff. There was some stuff on the Nook Miles that had popped up since the last time I played.
Yeah.
I think I have all of that I want now. And then I've still just been plugging along. I think I've done maybe five hotel rooms now, and I did my first vacation room. I think last week when we talked, I hadn't been on the vacation island yet.
Yeah.
So I did go there. I did the first vacation house. Those are also a blast. I do have the coffee shop now. So I've got him in there. I've got Brewster in there doing his thing. Yeah, it's been nice to dive back in there. I'm definitely playing it like I did towards the end of my journey, though, where I log on for like 15 minutes and then I'm kind of back off. So I'll do one room and then I'm kind of out of there.
Yeah. So do you ever figure out what to do with those like geodes or?
No, I am convinced that you don't do anything with them.
Yeah. It's like I just had mine displayed. I got two new ones this week.
I think for the show, Matt is confusing the last Animal Crossing with this one, because I did some Googling and it did appear you could give them to Brewster before, but I could not find anyone saying that you do anything with them in this one.
Yeah, some people just display them in their house, and some people,
yeah,
just mine right now are just in the on the island.
So my plan is the same. I'm going to keep one of each in my inventory, and I'll just sell the rest. Now, one thing I did not do was the sisters thing you were talking about.
Yeah, with the clothing.
Yeah, and I have not gone to the island with the vendors.
Harv.
So yeah, I haven't done Harv's island yet. So
Harv, you fly to.
Yeah.
Last week I think you said you boat ride to him, but no, you fly to Harv.
So I went to Harv's island before all the vendors were there.
Mm-hmm.
When they first put it in there, and I think it was just the wedding stuff.
Right.
Because I know I have that all decorated out, but I have not been back since. So I need to check it out. But yeah, I'm just enjoying my time. I'm just doing like one little task a day, because what I don't want to do is get burnt out on it again.
Right.
I kind of want to make it last and just get that muscle memory back of kind of doing everything. And then I do, before I quit again, after I do all this, I do plan to make some changes to the island. And kind of update it, which I've put off for a long time, but I do plan to kind of update everything the way I want it before I sunset it again. That's it.
Me, didn't buy anything this week. Really didn't go nowhere, where I fell at work, rehabbing an injury a little bit, fell into some ice.
Yeah, so we talked about it off of the show, but you are one of these people that fell on the ice.
Yes. Like I was getting out of the car after lunch at work, and I just slipped and went straight down on my back and awkwardly. So my back's been hurting. So I've been coming home, going to bed a little early. I'm not taking any pain pills or Advil or anything like that. I'm not a pill person.
We're not a medical professionals, but it sounds like you avoided significant injury and you're just a little bruised up. Not physically, but like muscles are bruised.
Yeah, internally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday me and my wife went out and it didn't hit me till I was standing up. We were in Target. By halfway through Target, my back started hurting again.
Now she works same kind of place. Has she avoided?
Yes.
The falls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has.
I have been so close.
Other people have not.
Dude, I have been, I cartoon legs on a couple of these.
Mm-hmm.
And I am lucky because I have to go places all the time that I haven't been before for work. And so like there's a very, very often I am stepping on something for the very first time. And I don't know what to expect. So I've been really close.
Yeah. One of our maintenance people who cleaned the ice up at one of the police districts or precincts, they fell and they busted. So they're going to be out for a little while. They really hurt themselves.
Yeah. That sucks.
Hmm. So let's see, I played Fallout 76, worked on more of my stuff I have not done. They added a event on Tuesday, a Valentine's Day event where you get a bunch of Valentine's Day stuff. If you wear, you got to craft a helmet, wear the helmet, do all this stuff, and you get a bunch of cool stuff. Or then I played a bunch of Animal Crossing. I started Ace Combat 7. It was free. I started that again. I did beat it. I don't have a lot of the trophies. I'm not going to no platinum for that one. There's a lot of multiplayer stuff on there. I'm not a fan of the multiplayer platinums. There's one where there's a battle royale with Ace Combat, which is hilarious. You have to win that to get it. And I'm not trying to
do all 100 planes jump out of a plane.
I guess 100 planes just go up on the map and just slowly shrink. You got to fly around. And I've done the multiplayer a couple times. I think I did 11 matches. I got one kill. Oh, it's not for me. So no multiplayer on that one. I did Animal Crossing, and I did a lot of Fallout Shelter on the Switch.
What are you doing on Animal Crossing?
Trying to reorganize my the flowers and trying to make room for new stuff come in.
Have you been doing the hotel at all?
I've got two rooms in a hotel. That's it.
Yeah. The hotel's neat because it comes with a new catalog and a new currency. Mm-hmm. And so there are new items you can get, which is definitely a tease to me. Same thing for the vacation island, because I'd never been there. The vacation island has new merch you can get too. So that's been fun. So between the hotel and that, it's like I've been, same thing. They have their own currency over there. So I've been racking up on new stuff, and it's made it fun for me. I'm just trying to do like one thing each time I get on, and then hold off till the next day.
So well, I did notice about the Switch. My Switch does not hold battery life as well as it used to.
Which one are you using? Is it just the red and blue early one?
Yeah, the original.
Yeah. See, I have swapped to that Animal Crossing one. So mine still does a, mine is still like it was.
My battery doesn't hold life, and I play in handheld mode, and then I put it to sleep, and now the sleep is draining the battery. But now I'm having to turn it off.
I must always play in a docked mode on the TV.
I used to do that, but now where I live now, I don't do that.
It's incredible. I still think original Switch games look good still. Mm-hmm. Like the way Nintendo stylizes in their art styles that they use. Like I think Animal Crossing still looks good. I know that people say that when you try the Switch 2 version, it'll blow your mind. And I believe that. I think the one I'm playing looks good. For as old as it is, like I think it holds up well. I don't think if I was to go play a PS4 game that was of that age, I would be that impressed with it.
Yeah, we were talking about this at work. My new coworker, he despises Nintendo. Everything about Nintendo, he will never ever buy anything Nintendo. He literally hates Nintendo.
He's just punishing himself with that attitude.
Yeah. So we were talking about like buying it, and now the guy sits in front of him. He has a Nintendo. We were talking about like buying the Switch 2, and I was telling him I'm waiting for the like a collector's edition to come out. And he said, "What if they do a collector's edition and you don't like it? How long are you going to wait to get into Switch 2 if they don't do one?" And so now I'm pushing on that thought of, okay, how long will I'm willing to go to wait for a collector's edition to see if one
so
comes
the
out or
price not. For Switch games are they're never going to come down. So it doesn't matter if you buy it today or a year from now, the games are going to cost the same. Nintendo is notoriously bad at discounting their games, and they don't need to, and that's all well and good. So it's like there's no penalty or benefit to wait. If the next one comes out is a Mario Strikers, and you're like, I don't really want that, you know. I don't know. The only thing I can say is when Nintendo starts doing the special editions, they usually keep doing them.
Right. Well, I'm saying if there's no Nintendo Switch 2 version that I want, how long am I going to wait? Will I wait 2 years?
Yeah,
3 years.
I don't buy
years?
That there won't be one you don't want though, because once they start rolling them out, you're going to get probably, I don't know, at least two a year, maybe one a quarter of the different ones. Even if it's not something you're into, I think there'd be a design that you like. Even if you're not like, hey, I'm not a Zelda guy, but I think it looks cool. I don't envision a world where they don't put something up that you like.
There's only been two on the first one that I liked.
But
the Zelda and Animal Crossing.
You're 4 or 5 years out from them making a new Nintendo. I mean, you have plenty of time. You know, I think even if you wait a couple of years, I don't even think about the Switch 2. Like, it doesn't even cross my mind. On a normal day, on a normal week, on a normal month, I don't think about the Switch 2. The only time I think about the Switch 2 is when I'm in a store and I look down and I see them. But something will come out game-wise, or they'll finally do it. You know, I'm not convinced they're going to do an Animal Crossing based on this last update. I'm not convinced they're going to make an Animal Crossing for Switch 2. And, you know, I think we're in an every other generation point right now for Animal Crossing, so I don't think you're going to see it until whatever they do next. So I'm not confident you're going to see a Animal Crossing to Switch 2 come out. So I think it'll have to be some other game.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. There's only been two, Zelda and then the Animal Crossing are the two that.
Of the older ones?
Yeah.
There was one of the Pokemon ones I really liked where it had like the ghosted looking Pokemons on the backside of it. I thought was pretty cool looking.
See that on
I love my Animal. Yeah, I love my Animal Crossing one.
There's the one that has the Mario stuff, Mario Pokemon.
Your mic keeps cutting in and out. I think where you're leaning back. I had the OG one, and I was lucky enough to sell that OG one at the time where they had figured out how to jailbreak them. And so I sold that and was able to get more money than what it cost to even buy my Animal Crossing Switch. So it was a good trade up for me, but I didn't cash in on the OLED version or anything like that. That white one's cool over there. Is that a Pokemon one? The white, the blue, and the pink? Oh, it's a light switch. I think it looks cool too. Yeah, I like them. The Splatoon one's cool looking. The Pokemon ones, I think, are all pretty fire. That's the Splatoon one. Yeah, see the Eevee Pikachu one? That one's cool as hell. It's like a generic Spider-Man. Your mic's still cutting in and out.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know if you're far away or what's causing it.
I'm sitting right in front of it.
Yeah, hopefully it's not doing that on there. And it's just doing that on my end. Click on that one that has all the systems like in a row there. There are little slivers, that one right there. What's it talking about? The Animal Crossing Switch lights are badass.
Wii Sports Edition one looks like a Pokemon Scarlet and Violet one. The red OLED. Zelda, and then Animal Crossing one. The lights.
Yeah, it's like teal and coral. Coral.
Tom Nook version, and then the
Isabelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the backs of those are like they have all the little logos for the Animal Crossing. You see like the little leaf and everything. Yeah, that's my unit right there. It's got Tom Nook and the boys on the front on a little island with the water, and then it's got the teal like light green and pastel blue controllers, and on the back it has like the ghosted images of it too. It's really cool. I love that system. I think it looks so good.
What would you like to see?
I would love to see an Animal Crossing Switch too. I would buy that today if they put it out. I would probably do something that was very Nintendo. So like if they do a Mario one, I could probably be baited into a Luigi's Mansion Switch. I think those games are fun. I think Luigi doesn't get his fucking due. I would for sure consider a Toad. Toad's my guy.
Right.
I would consider a Toad unit. I'm not a big Pokemon guy, but if it looked good enough, I could see me even going down that road. The Zelda games have been fantastic. The new ones, I am definitely not considering myself a Zelda guy, but I would, same thing. If it looked great, I could be baited into that as well. In a perfect world, it's going to be something Mario, or it's going to be something Animal Crossing.
Right. It'll be a Nintendo exclusive. Like my first thing, if I think it'll be games that'll be on all the systems that I would like a Nintendo version of, but Nintendo's only going to do a game that's only on Nintendo.
Yeah, they're going to do it to sell. I would do a Pikmin one. That would probably get me going. There's a lot of stuff they could do, a lot of first-party games they could do that I think would probably entice me enough. But I'll tell you that I am comfortable enough to wait until I feel like I'm not going to get an Animal Crossing one. Like if it comes out tomorrow, I'm probably not going to scoop it up. I'm probably going to hold off because I don't see it like... I still think an Animal Crossing one is possible. Comes pre-installed with the new Animal Crossing with the 3.0 update. Like I see that happening.
There's a Fortnite one here.
Yeah, but I don't know that it looked different. Yeah, it has the blue and yellow like the Bang Bus,
and it's got the dock little design. Looks like it's the ghost things on the
dock. On the dock itself. That Smash Brother one's kind of cool because it has just all the characters on the sides. And then it's got the stripe on the actual Joy-Con itself. This psychopath has all the systems stacked up. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. They did Dragon Quest one I didn't even know about.
Dragon Quest multi-platform is
Only Nintendo. That's not true. It's multi-platform now. There's Diablo. A Diablo one. Yeah, I mean, they were going to do some of that. But you're not going to start with that. Their first one's not going to be that.
So there's a chance that you can get a non... I'm thinking like Dragon Ball would get me a Lego one, like Lego Worlds 2 edition version.
Let me tell you what's wrong with the Lego one. It'll be the fucking red and yellow and blue blocks.
It'll be that controller right there, the red and the blue.
but it'll have like the bright colored, like obviously Lego blocks, because they refuse to do anything that is like, they won't do anything tasteful when it's a collab with Lego. It's like they have to go to the extreme so that you know it's Lego.
Yeah.
And it's annoying.
Get into some news. That's all. Start with PlayStation. I've got so many windows open, loading. All right. So Horizon has a new game coming out. It's called, like, for Horizon Zero Dawn. It's called Horizon Hunters. It's going to be coming out before the Horizon 3, but the game looks very Fortnite-ish. The characters. There's a little trailer. Have you seen the trailer?
Very Fortnite. I have not, but it looks very Fortnite in that grab.
It is.
While we're watching this video, you might want to check your mic to make sure it is on the correct mic. It might just be on Skype or whatever we use now, Google Hangout, because you are cutting out crazy on my.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just hope it's not cutting out on the recording. I don't care if it's
cutting out. It doesn't look like it is. I'm just.
Cool.
Activating my ultimate.
This is early footage. I assume they invited people to play it. Or there was a beta, because it's the burnt peanut guy playing it.
No, that was a.
Is that an ad?
Yeah. It was an ad.
Now we got another ad too. This time it's for
two more.
Like Jostens. C4 energy drink. Here it is. Now we're in there. It looks like if you took the Horizon world and dropped it into an AI generator to switch it to the Fortnite art style.
There's some combat.
Very cuddly and cartoony. They drop the realism.
Yep.
It looks good. It looks good in a Fortnite way, though. Is any of this gameplay?
I don't see you trying to find the head. Spot where it did show actual gameplay.
Maybe this is it. It's another ad. Yeah, anyways, it looks like Fortnite. We'll see. You know, Sony has been doing everything in their power to find a game as a service that actually lasts.
That's gameplay.
Yeah, it looks fine. I assume it's a multiplayer thing. You're seeing multiple characters run around together. I would love to play it. And at least try it with you guys. I don't know. Is it like a hero shooter type game? Is it a Monster Hunter type deal? Like, what is it? It just says co-op game.
Right. I think you're playing.
It is not like a
playing through the storyline co-op, but in a cartoonish way.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's a massive multiplayer deal where you're. It's not an MMO. It's not a like a competitive multiplayer. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how many players it's for, but I would consider checking it out. I assume it's four players. That's what they show in the art, the press release.
Next The original Hollow Knight is available for PlayStation 5 if you want to upgrade your PlayStation 4. Hollow Knight's a really, really popular game. They also announced a Switch 2 version coming as well. I tried Hollow Knight, just wasn't for me. It was good for a couple of hours. I think I got maybe 15 to 20 hours in and just done it. My memory on it was just too hard to remember where to go through the maps.
Yeah, I played it, but not for that long.
But there's this another game called Planet of Lana. I forgot all about the first one. There's a part two coming. It comes out in March. Called Planet of Lana, Children of Lee. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I saw something on this. I definitely did not play the first one either, and I feel like I would need to. Art style is cool.
Side scroller. Dungeon Crawl.
Yeah, it's got a fun look to it.
Next one, Baldur's Gate 3 is gonna turn into a TV show from HBO.
I assume it'll be pretty good, but that's not going to be for me.
Let's see. Team behind Train Sim World is making a Thomas and Friends game. Might be pretty good. Here's some like screenshots. That.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks super good. Those games are hard to play, though.
The PlayStation 5 has officially outsold PlayStation 3 at 92.2 million units.
A lot of people didn't think it was possible.
PlayStation 4 is the next milestone at 117.2. Doable.
It's doable. It's 100% doable.
Right, there's a rumor that Starfield will have an April 7th release. There's a couple listings showing on some gaming websites game store websites that show it has a listing for April 7th. It's a game that you might look at, or?
I don't think so. I don't think I can put the right amount of time into it.
If it was multiplayer, more of a chance for all of us to get it, but it's not.
Yeah, I think so. But there's so many single player things I want to play above that. That I don't think that, you know, who knows? It could come out and I'd be like, yeah, that's what I want in my life. I don't think so.
Yeah.
As of today, right now, recording, I don't see me playing it.
A Pragmata is going to have a playable demo if you want to play it. PlayStation 5 and Nintendo Switch.
Looks cool. Don't see me playing it either.
I might try that one out.
People are hyped for it. 6 gigs.
Right, there's an obscure Telltale game coming. I didn't know Telltale was making any more games. Obscure game coming.
What's it called?
Joker something.
It's a remake?
Yeah. Their first Telltale game.
Oh.
There's a bunch of the characters playing poker.
I wish I was good at poker.
So Netflix is dropping support of the PlayStation 3. But apparently they didn't know that it was still working on there. They decided to go ahead and shut it down.
If Netflix didn't know it was still working on there, I would imagine it wasn't working well.
All right. Sony has patented an AI-generated podcast hosted by PlayStation characters. You could see a podcast with Nathan Drake in God of War, where you can see, you know, Astrobot and Sackboy hosting a podcast together.
Yeah, I think this is fun. I think if the writing is good, it could be a lot of fun. If you don't like AI, this is probably not for you.
Yeah, and this one it says they use Kratos and Lara Croft talking to each other on the one.
Yeah, it's fun. That's fun.
Right. So apparently there's this mysterious PlayStation PS store listing for points. It's called a wallet credit. And people are thinking it's going to be the PlayStation Stars replacement. And in there it says you can add about and add-ons, and it's wallet credit PSN store. So there's theories it's going to be you earn points and it goes straight into your wallet. Sony.
I mean, I guess that's okay. I like the little fake trophies and all that. I like that whole thing.
Yeah, me too.
I can't imagine they were dedicating that much that many resources to it, but hell, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they needed to do what they did, but I liked it the way it was.
Next, we'll do some.
Maybe the Xbox news is missing. Cheryl just lost the Xbox news, everybody.
Right. AMD has come out and said, the AMD CEO has come out and said that the Xbox is on track for a 2027 launch.
I will say the same thing I said when the PlayStation talk was hot and heavy. We don't need another console right now. And I don't know that we're going to need one in 2027 either.
Yeah, the 7-8 year cycle thing, I think, can get pushed to 10 years.
We just don't need them that quick. They're not even unlocking the full potential of these systems before the next one comes out. So I'm not interested in this.
Next one, Xbox is going to be releasing a new controller revision this year. There's another new controller coming out. No details on it. We're thinking maybe haptic feedback, modular thumbsticks, rechargeable battery, that everything better, but who knows? So let's see. During the Xbox, they teased some Halo, some Gears of War, and some new Starfield content coming in 2026.
I mean, I don't know why they don't just come out with the full release windows and just, like, I don't think you need to build up anticipation slowly. Like, drop when they're coming out and then do a marketing, you know, campaign for each one as it revs up. But, I mean, they're all coming. I don't know why they're being sneaky, sly. Yeah.
There's a game, KILN, that's releasing in April 26th. There's supposed to be some more stuff with that later on. Fallout 3 remastered doesn't look like it's going to be this in 2026, more like 2027. Orange's interview. Xbox adds some perks for the Game Pass stuff. Fortnite Crew, a monthly subscription. There's a Rocket League. Let's see, hit the premium reward tracks for competition. You have to get this one for Rocket League, you need to log into Fortnite at least once per month.
Yeah, I should get back into I was having a lot of fun with the Lego Fortnite and we just fell out of it. And that was an easy way for me to be logging into Fortnite. They also have like Fall Guys in Fortnite right now.
Yeah.
And so I could see me jumping in there and playing that, and also Two Birds, One Stone. I haven't played in forever.
Yeah, the Fire Stick 4K is up to 50% off. It'll be good until February 2nd. And some things, Warframe's got something. I'm trying to think of Super Animal Royale. Fallout 76 has a certain bundle you can get all through Xbox. Stumble Guys. First he sent the other perks with some sports games. Xbox has revealed this new safety data. They've removed about 300 million pieces of content in 2025. Let's see. It talks about safety data. It mentions that a whopping 14.8 billion pieces of Xbox content were moderated proactively in 2025. Of which 2.5 was identified as containing harmful or policy violating content. 368 million pieces of it all. Contain, let's see, platform profanity, vulgarity, 51 million of it contain nudity and pornography, 38 million contain bullying, harassment. It just goes down and down as it goes. Regames are shutting their servers down in February and March. March 24th, Project Cars 3. And then March 31st, Vanity and WWE 2K24 shutting all their servers off. If you play any of those, beware that the servers will be shutting off on. Random news. Nintendo news. Right, your Labo VR will not work with classic Virtual Boy games.
Yeah, I mean, they want you to buy the VR attachment, the Virtual Boy attachment.
I guess people were looking at, I'll just buy the Labo for $24.99.
Yeah, or if you have the Labo laying around, you know, you can do it for free. But I did assume there were some differences in how it worked. It probably has to do with the closeness, how close it is to your face. It probably works, but not well.
The next one, Limited Run Games is going to be handling the Lollipop Chainsaw Repop Switch 2 physical version. So if you want to play Lollipop Chainsaw,
I don't.
you can pre-order it from February 6th to March 8th. That Limited Run Game.
I don't like how she's holding that chainsaw, because I don't think anyone has taken physics into account. They're very heavy.
Yeah.
Chainsaw's crazy heavy. She's just holding it like it's nothing.
Strong.
Yeah, even strong, I think it's heavy.
All right, next one, Nintendo trademarks Mario and Wario and the upcoming Rhythm Heaven Groove. People are thinking there's going to be a Mario and Wario game.
Rhythm Heaven was fun back in the day. No, there's no way it would be less fun with a Mario-Wario tie-in. Well, Wario's a real freak, isn't he? You look at that picture there?
Yeah.
Just a freak.
Massive.
Yeah.
Nintendo support page has a Wii Remote Nintendo Switch 2.
You just talked about this. You thought this was maybe the next controller they would release.
Yeah, this is. They're just showing the controllers on here, but it's not the actual controller.
Yeah.
Thing we're looking at. The support page has it, so it could be coming.
I have both those controllers, by the way.
Used or still in the package?
I have Toad, I think it's Toad, Princess Peach, Mario, and Luigi Wiimotes. And I think two of them are in the box. Maybe Luigi and Toad are in the box. And I think Princess and Mario are out of the box. But I have all of them. Fun times. Fun system.
Starfield for Switch 2 has been pushed back, and they're saying it could be canceled.
I think seeing what this does on PlayStation will probably clue them in a lot on if this is even worth trying to get over to the Switch. I know that Nintendo wanted this and Microsoft wanted this. I can't imagine it was going to do gangbusters over there.
Next one, Game Boy Classics Yoshi and Balloon Kid have been added to Switch Online.
That Yoshi game is a lot of fun. I don't really remember Balloon Kid very good.
Like how they keep on adding all that. Fallout 4 Anniversary Edition is coming to Switch 2 February 20th. It basically all the stuff that comes with there's 6 expansions and over 100 pieces of Creation Club coming to Switch 2.
I love the Fallout world. It's so good. Even watching the show right now, like, it's so good. The aesthetic, all the stuff, it's so good.
All the little Easter eggs,
yeah,
from Fallout 3 in Vegas.
Just like the set design, though, the props, all that's like, I love everything. That future, the retro futuristic is my vibe. I love everything in that show. Everything is awesome. I searched to see what computer they're using as terminals in that show, and then tried to see if I could buy one affordably. They're like $1,200 for the ones they're using. But I was like, how cool would it be to have one with a green screen and all that, just chilling?
Right. See, Valve admits the new console plans have been affected by component crisis, which we know that with RAM and SSD shortages going crazy. They did say that they're thinking the prices of their Valve Steam and the Steam stuff will be going up compared to what the
price is. Yeah, it sucks. This is going to influence a lot, a lot. It isn't just going to hit them.
Yeah, because I'm sure Xbox and PlayStation will be affected by that when the new consoles come out. More of a switch to say, we're going to do more digital than actually using a disc. Overwatch 2 has dropped the number 2. It is just now Overwatch.
Yeah. It should have never been Overwatch 2. It should have come as an update to Overwatch.
Yeah.
That was an oversight because they wanted to sell it again. Not an oversight. It was intentional so they could sell it again, I should say.
Yeah. Some people are thinking that GTA is going to do the same thing with GTA Online, where you'll be able to go to the airport and fly from your GTA 5 online to the new one, so you can go either or.
It would be great if they could do it that way, because so much money and time has been invested in the current GTA Online. I would hate to see it go away.
And they're still doing stuff with it. You can buy mansions now with undercar garages. Next one, Disney Speedstorm looks like it's going to be getting Cars added to it. Disney Pixar's Cars.
There's some people talking that they were hoping it was Cars driving cars, which I do think would have been funny, but it is not that.
It's just the.
It's just the cars. Yeah.
You still log in at all?
No. I mean, I have periodically, but probably like, I don't know, 3 times over the last 6 months.
Yeah, same. GTA 6 is not skipping the physical disc. They will have a physical disc at launch.
This has been a crazy story that caught fire last week, that there was, to avoid spoilers, there would be no physical release. It was going to be months down the road. And it seems like that's now been put to bed.
Yeah, because they're afraid of people.
Yeah, it appears that at launch there will be a physical version. Some people were saying that this was, they were saying, hey, we're worried about leaks, so we're going to delay it. But people were saying they were going to delay it a couple months. People would buy the digital and then turn around and buy the physical when it released. It was just a money grab too. So, I don't know what the true plan was here or if it was ever going to be that, but it does seem like Kotaku at least is reporting here that that is not the case.
So let's see, on February, Take-Two's CEO Strauss Zelnick told Variety, maybe the online rumors swirling around GTA physical launch were nothing to worry about. It's not the plan. Next one, there's a House of Dead movie coming from Sega. I guess with the success of Sonic the Hedgehog, they're going to try to do a House of the Dead and do a franchise.
Cute, cuddly House of the Dead.
Right. This company is doing some analog 3D. The analog is giving unreleased N64 colors a second chance. These little cases, you can do an N64 that's clear.
Yeah, that blue and that green are good.
Analog 3D, if you.
Analog 3D prototype limited editions. They're fun. I like that neon green one. I'd have a hard time not getting that one. If I was going to get one, the blue is classy, but that green is like so very like 2000s.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, don't forget your, if you have Amazon, that you can claim games. They have over 20 free games. There's some good ones. Tiny Tina's Wonderland, Ben Templars, Peach Garden, Around the World, Mission, Bud, Meganoid, Rebel Galaxy Outlaw, Total War, Attila, Tavern Talk. Like, you probably get games. Indiana Jones in the Great Circle, you'll be able to get. Alan Wake 2, Disney Universe, Planes, End Zone, and World Apart. We have to go through and just claim them so you'll have them, even if you don't plan on playing them right now. All right, last but not least, we got some Lego news. Last week, I talked about how there's the Ninja Turtle Brickheads coming right after we got off. Was on there, and they actually have the box with the figures. They look good.
They do look good. I think that Donatello's a little bright green. It's a little more limey than I think. They're all different.
It's like they almost always.
He's always kind of a tealish color when they show him. I just feel like Donatello's very bright. It is from the Nickelodeon TMNT, though, which to keep in mind.
Yes. It is set 40878 if you want to go online and look at it. It's going to be for $39.99.
They look really good.
Next one, Lego is doing this Project Hail Mary set. It's a space set. Set 11389. And the minifigure is what people are going to... little space minifigure with the backpack.
I don't know anything about the Hail Mary deal. Is it based on it's a show or comic or cartoon? Yeah,
it's
or something?
Of Ryan Gosling's.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
There's
about
a movie out with called Hail Mary where Ryan Gosling has to go into space to save humanity.
Yeah, I think it was a book and then a movie. I'm not familiar with either. I think the set looks cool. It is definitely done as a display piece, which I like, and I want them to do more of. I'm not going to get it. I think it looks cool, though.
Yeah, so it's going to be $100, and people are like how you said, you want the minifigure for certain people like the Brad Pitt. Well, now you get a Ryan Gosling minifigure.
Yeah, I love the idea of having a tiny Ryan Gosling, but he has a helmet on. And I need him to come with his hair so I know it's him. It's fun. I see a lot of people freaking out about it.
This picture right here has him with his hair.
Yeah, let's blow up the one with his hair. Let me see if I can tell it's tiny Ryan Gosling.
Lego.
You gotta allow the cookies. Allow the cookers. It's one of those, I think. Yeah, one of these. There it is. Let's get large. It just refuses to be large. He clicked on it to make it bigger and it shrunk it right back down. Yeah, no clue. Just like the Brad Pitt, I'd have no clue that's who that is. You would have no clue with the Brad Pitt either. I would like that minifig. I'm not going to buy that set, but I would like that minifig.
Probably looking maybe a $20, $30 minifig when it comes out.
I think. Tiny Ryan Gosling. I might put him next to Tiny Brad Pitt.
Next one, K-pop Demon Hunter is coming to Lego. It's like a little teaser.
Yeah. Not a surprise. I guess they already know what set it is. I guess it's that blue cat. I guess it's either announced or leaked in other places, but they seem to know what the set is that's coming.
Yeah.
I could see myself getting a K-pop Demon Hunter set. Never seen it. Very popular. Definitely part of pop culture right now. I could see me getting one, but only one that comes with minifigures of the girls.
Yeah, if they had all four.
Yeah, if they had all four and they were real minifigures, maybe even if they were the friend style minifigures, I might even still get it because I think that would be cool to have. I love the pop culture sets because I just think that they're of a time and place that those minifigures will be cool like 10 years down the road. It'll be like, remember K-pop Demon Hunters? Like, I think that's fun.
The character is called Derpy.
That's the blue cat, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. it is hard to escape the fact that it exists. I think that song is super catchy. But I don't know anything about it. But I will probably get a set if they have all four of the Demon Hunters. I don't even know if they're the Demon Hunters. Yeah, Derpy's that blue cat. That blue cat's a little creepy looking for a kid's thing. It's got those dead eyes.
There.
Yeah, he creepy.
Next one, also, yeah. They announced a Yu-Gi-Oh! Building contest. So they're trying to get some winning build to become an official Yu-Gi-Oh! Set.
So it's like the, you know, it's like those ones we talk about where they do like the retro collections and they just did the one where it's the dude painting the faces in the park.
This one will be a contest between four. You have to have 400 to 2,000 pieces. Must focus on the Battle Cry or Duelist Kingdom tournament arcs from Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. The contest will run from today to March 10th. The finalists will be announced on April 10th, and the fan voting will run between April 14th and April 28th, and the winning set will be announced on September 10th.
We should, you and I should try to enter one of these one time. When they announce one of these, we should try to figure out how to do it, and we should try to enter one time just to have done it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
I think there's enough programs that allow you to build with the pieces available to where you don't actually need to have the pieces to build it.
Yeah.
And I would love for us to try one once just to, again, check the box and say we have done it.
Or even just try to see if we can get one that's 10,000.
Oh, yeah, we could just do a Lego Ideas one, too. I would be down for that. I would love to do that. We should try it at some point.
All right, next one. You mentioned earlier about this Valentine's holiday bundles. There's a bunch of bundles on there where you buy one, you get the second one 20% off. There's the Love and then the Hey Roses, the How to Train Your Dragon Toothless, and then Tiny Plants. The Dalmatian's Puppy, What Flower Bouquet, the bouquet of Pink Roses with a Tuxedo Cat, Angel and Stitch. That's it. Want any of those? There's a chance you can buy one and get one 20% off. All right. They've announced the Lego F1 helmets, four of them. The helmets, like the Lewis Hamilton helmet, Max Verstappen. And Alonzo, the big helmets are going to be $89.99 US, around 880 pieces to 800 pieces or 800 pieces. The unknown helmet from in May. There's a couple smaller helmets coming from $29.99 to $79. There's a big one that's going to be $119, probably a certain person.
I hope that the F1 stuff is selling well because it seems that they had a pretty elaborate roadmap in this agreement with F1 of the release schedule, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. So I hope that it continues to do well because I think a lot of the stuff coming out of the F1 side is super cool.
Yeah, so this is not but this is kind of like a mock of what it's going to be.
It'll be like I assume it'll be like the Star Wars helmets, but it'll be F1s. I hope they sell well.
Yeah, hopefully your friend of show Pat-Man might get a set or two.
Yeah. He'll get that Lewis Hamilton.
All right, they did announce this Lego art set, 31220. They teased it. Monet's Water Lilies. It's going to be about $249. It's pretty massive.
I'll tell you, a lot of people on the internet not as happy with this one as they were the sunflowers, saying they felt like it could be a little more accurate.
Pretty big, but not
it is
big. Like the galaxy so one.
Look at that. Now type in Monet's Water Lily in your search bar and see what they based it off of. I'm just seeing a lot of lily pads. I'm seeing a lot of people just not thrilled with so that's the actual painting. A lot of people saying they just didn't feel like they nailed it as much as they did the sunflowers.
I can see that.
I guess it's the colors. Maybe the bridge is very prominent in the Lego set. To be honest with you, it feels like a weird one to have chosen. I think it's cool. I'm not going to pay that for it.
No, not $249. I mean, it's half the size of the Galaxy one. The Galaxy one was only $199.
They should have done it. They should have done like an art series. You know, it's weird that Sunflowers is part of the botanicals. So like these will now, is this a botanical set? It's listed as art.
It's on the art side.
But it's weird because like Sunflowers is not. I have the Sunflowers, I've not put it together.
I almost got the Galaxy set. Someone was selling for $150 and I kind of thought about it.
It's super cool looking, the Milky Way.
It's just too big.
I think it was on the wall. It's okay.
The Spider-Man one I got is massive. Let's see, next one is, this Model T set coming. Lego Icon set 11376. Ford Model T is 1,060 pieces. They're thinking about $149.
It's super cool. It's not going to be something I'm going to get, but I really do like it. It feels to me like they put a lot of attention to detail in this. It's a wonderful looking set. I love the wheels and tires.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm going to get it unless I end up finding it on a crazy deal somewhere.
So what I like about
it doesn't suit my collection.
What I like about stuff like this coming out is it allows me to take a pause for a couple months or a couple weeks of buying something. I can go back and get stuff I miss out on while they have stuff.
Yeah. And just to be clear, I'm not shitting on this set. I think it looks fantastic. It's just not for me.
I think it
looks awesome.
About all the cars.
Yeah.
And yes, I would get it. They're pretty big. There's a guy, someone holding.
Yeah. Grown ass man holding it.
All right. Then the last one, there's a Knight Rider set coming. 21370 is going to be 1,206 pieces, $129.99. They're thinking it's around August. They have to have the light kit in there.
Nothing ever surprises me with Lego. I will not be shocked if this does not come with a light kit.
Right now, it just looks like a red thing on the graphic here, but it's not.
Those aren't official. Those are just people mock-ups. Yeah. I feel pretty comfortable that they're just going to do a red brick in there because it's Nintendo. I'll tell you what would be cool is it would be a great chance for them to use the smart brick, do the lights and do the different dialogue options depending on what you do with the car would be a great use of the smart brick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Have Knight Rider and E.T. come in. We got Gizmo already out there. So to bring a Ghostbuster to bring in a lot of the 80s nostalgia.
I want the E.T. set with him like on the bike flying with the moon background. I want that. I don't want the big oversized E.T. I want a proper size E.T. minifig. With what's his name? Elliot? Yeah. Yeah, I want that guy.
If you have this, Dimensions.
I don't have that dimension set. It's the phone and the ET. Maybe I should look into it.
Have ET?
Yeah, I just want him.
What I'm really surprised is that the Dimensions, a lot of the minifigures and dimension sets aren't as expensive as others because it's the only way you can get some of them.
Yeah, it's like people really didn't care about Lego Dimensions, though.
I'm missing like 10. There's 10 sets I'm short on.
Do you have ET?
I do have ET.
You got two ETs?
I have one of each.
The good thing about having Gerald as a friend who is a Lego hoarder is that a lot of times he just has whatever you missed.
Sometimes, yeah. I buy multiple.
Yeah, and he just has them, which is much easier.
During the show, got an email saying that they're shipping my Santa Claus. Big minifigure, but the gingerbread AT-AT is still on back order.
So it looks like on eBay,
Is it going?
The phone is $17, the cheapest I can find, and he is $15 plus $4 shipping.
You don't want the box? You just want him by himself?
Yeah, I kind of like to have him and the phone. So I guess I would do the complete set. But you can get him for about $18 to $20 by himself. $20 is the cheapest I see them. That is loose figures, no manual, both of them. It's $6 shipping, so $26. How much were those when they were new? Probably $15 for those size?
Yeah, most of the time, $10 to $20.
So really, I'll tell you what's crazy. If you assume that those are maybe $20, that this only has a $6 markup from when it released. So they really have not gone up that high, because you have to remember with these Lego Dimensions, technically you're not just paying for the minifigures, you're paying for the disc, which is the content. And so this set I'm looking at that's $26 includes both discs that have the NFC chips in them and the phone and the ET. This might be something I get. I'd like to have him.
I have a lot of them. Here's the.
I should play Lego Dimensions. I never really got into it hard, and they should bring Lego Dimensions back, but just do it as paid DLC and not that you buy the things.
I have all the starter kits.
I definitely do not have all of them. I have some of them. I
have him.
I believe I have, was there a Scooby-Doo pack?
There is a Scooby-Doo pack.
I believe I have the Scooby-Doo pack. I believe I have the Back to the Future stuff. And I believe I have the Ghostbusters set. It was the Lady Ghostbusters movie.
Okay.
Whatever that one was called. I'd have to look and see.
Like this one, the Ghostbusters.
Maybe that's the one. No, they have a big set.
Oh yeah, the starter.
There's a like big, there's a big thing. Ghostbuster one.
This one, there's the Batman one.
Oh, that's cool. Don't have that one.
The Ghostbusters.
Lego Dimensions is neat. Type in
now we started it for him. I got the little gamer guy.
Type in Lego Dimensions Ghostbusters so I can make sure I'm not insane. There is a bigger set, right?
Yeah.
God, Google's acting crazy. It wants you to confirm you're not a robot. Select the bicycle so you can look at Lego Dimensions content. What on earth? There's a Mission Impossible set. Don't think I have that.
Buster's level pack.
It's a level pack. I have that one. It is the Lady Ghostbusters. I thought it was. It's a story pack is what it's called. Comes with like a little, the little front to the Ghostbusters, as well as a little tiny Ecto-1.
I have him, her, have Slimer.
Oh, the Slimer pack is fun. I should go through and see what I have. I don't really know where I have those put up at. I should try to discover them to see, and maybe I should start purchasing some of those missing ones. It's a super cool tie-in. You know, two things.
Just be careful though. There's one I'm missing. That thing is like $90 to $100.
You know, though, I have decided with things that I'm missing that I want, if it's not reasonable, then I can just let it go. But if it's something I really want, it's just one of those things where I, you know, that typical, like when I sell something, I can buy that. You know, I do a pretty good job of saying, like, I can't buy this until I sell it. That's like the one time I'll actually sell something. So I should look into it. Like, I'm not paying $50, but I would pay $26 for that set without the box. Because I would like to put that in a display case on its little base and just have it set up. And if I ever want to play Dimensions, he's already on the base. But if not, I'll just put him in one of the cases already on his little disc. $41 plus $30 shipping because you're on some sort of international site. It's got the tariffs on it. So, well, I need to wrap up. I don't know if you have anything else.
Oh no, that was it for today. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You want to contact me on our socials at @Game_Stitch, at @HoeEffinShow on the X/Twitter or Instagram. I will respond to those. That was episode 676. We'll be back next week. Same time, place. Bye, everybody.
Good night.